one of the most interesting of any of the Wagnerian operas. Wagner himself wanted one of the best. It is dramatically logical and well adapted to meet the treatment. The first performance of Lohengrin took place with the help of Franz Liszt, a warm friend of Wagner. It was given in Weimar on August 28, 1850. Liszt invited his musical and literary friends from all parts of Europe, and the work made a great impression. The general public did not understand Lohengrin very well, any more than it did Tannhäuser. But nevertheless, from the memorable date of Lohengrin's first performance, is traced the successful beginning of the Wagnerian movement in Germany. The scene of the opera is laid on the banks of the River Scheldt, which river today flows past the city of Antwerp. Elsa, the heroine, is an orphan who, at the time the story opens, is falsely accused of the murder of her brother. According to the custom of the period, her guilt or innocence must be determined by a trial by combat, Elsa's champion against her accuser. But alas, no one can be found to defend the unfortunate girl until, at the last moment, from up the river there appears a tiny boat drawn by a swan, and in the boat stands a knight in shining silver armor, an unknown, unnamed knight who takes up the challenge and is successful in the ensuing combat. Elsa's hand is bestowed upon the victor, who makes the one essential condition that he must never ask his name nor the country from which he has come. She becomes his bride, and strives earnestly to hold to her promise. Her womanly curiosity at last cannot be subdued, and one day, working herself up into a frenzy of excitement, she puts the fatal question. Speak, who then art thou? What is thy name? She has broken her vow. The knight publicly answers her. The Grail it was that sent me here to you. My father, Parsifal, wears his crown. His knight am I, and Lohengrin my name. His song finished, the swan boat appears once more, and sorrowfully the knight takes leave of his sweet stricken bride. The aria given on this record occurs in the third act. The strains of the wedding march have died away, and Elsa and Lohengrin are left alone for the first time after their marriage. This is their love duet, containing some of the most beautiful and tender strains Wagner ever wrote. Both Marie Rappold and Jacques Courtois are members of the Metropolitan Opera Company. The former is entirely American thought, one of the greatest American operatic sopranos of the present time. Jacques Courtois is considered the finest living interpreter of Wagnerian tenor roles, so you can readily realize that their